Good morning, Robbo.
Welcome along. So, plenty happening in the world of entertainment, that is for sure and for certain. And I guess we kick off with that story that has been very interesting over the past few weeks, and that is the tragedy on the set of the Alec Baldwin movie. And he's sat down to say a few words, has Alec?
Yeah, he has. I was quite surprised, really, to see him doing this, although you will expect that he's had some pretty good legal advice going into this particular interview. But yeah, it will air later on today, around 1 o'clock or 12 o'clock our time here in Australia, prime time in America. And this is an interview that he's done with the US ABC network and a journalist by the name of George Stephanopoulos. They sat down and they spoke for about an hour or so, but they've whittled that chat down to about 29 minutes that will go to air today. And probably, as we only have a promo for that chat at this stage, probably the most extraordinary thing to come out of that interview is a revelation that Alec Baldwin made when the journalist in question mentioned to him that, according to the script supervisor's comments after the shooting, there was apparently nothing in that script that actually asked him to pull the trigger. Here's a little bit of what Alec Baldwin had to say when he was asked that particular question.
Well, the trigger wasn't pulled. I didn't pull the trigger.
So you never pulled the trigger?
No. I would never point a gun at anyone and pull a trigger at them, never.
Well, that is that's a big statement, isn't it?
It is, yeah. A shock revelation, as I said, that has actually been backed up by a lawyer who's acting for the assistant director on this particular movie. Of course, as police continue their investigation. But yeah, sensational twist that sort of takes everything, or the story anyway, in a completely different direction. But yeah, police still investigating. They've executed a new search warrant just in the last couple of days on a bloke who supplied guns and ammunition to the production. And obviously there's civil cases that have been filed against Alec Baldwin and other producers, one of which by the script producer or script supervisor, actually, who says she saw Alec Baldwin fire the gun. So, as I've been saying all along, there's still a lot more to play out in this case and still no definite answers on how or why this tragedy happened.
Yeah. Now, Crowded House, fantastic to see that they're going to be touring Australia next year.
Yeah, for the first time in 12 years. It's been a long, long time. It feels like just yesterday they were here. But yeah, there's been rumours floating around for months. I think it was pretty much always on the cards after they toured in New Zealand earlier in the year. But yes, lots of dates right across the country, including here in Melbourne, the Sydney Meyer Music Bowl on the 8th of April, with tickets going on sale next Friday. Me being the inquisitive soul that I am, I've had a look at the dates that are there for their tour, and there's about three or so days in between each concert, obviously, or albeit in different states, of course, so there is a travel requirement involved and set up and the like. But I don't know, I reckon there might be the possibility there for a second show in each state. I don't know anything, but just a little hunch that I have, so we'll wait and see.
Yeah, no, looking forward to that. It's going to be superannuation for the band. now,
<Yeah.
laughs> you see what I did there. Finally, Mel Brooks, you were saying that you had a sneak peek at this new book of his, but he's revealed that he actually knocked back a prestigious award.
He has, yeah. Obviously, we spoke about this one last week. His book came out, All About Me. His book came out on Tuesday, and I've published a couple of extracts online, and one of which is about him receiving a Kennedy Center honor, which is, I think, pretty common knowledge that he was given one of them in 2009 by the then President Barack Obama. But in his book, he actually writes that he was offered one a lot earlier than that, years earlier, by George Bush, which, of course, Mel Brooks being a veteran and rather unhappy with George Bush and what happened with the American troops going off to fight in Iraq, he actually turned that invitation down. But the funny part of the story is that when Barack Obama's people rang him to offer him the second one, he accepted, of course, and cheekily asked them, "Oh, well, I've already been offered one once before. Please, sir, can I have some more? And can I have two Kennedy Center honors?" Obviously, the answer to that question was a firm no, but they apparently replied, "No, we only give one to customers." So there you go. Not even Mel Brooks, probably the most decorated star in Hollywood, can get two Kennedy Center honors.
There you go. All righty. Listen, thanks, Jaden. Talk to you next week, mate. Have a good one.
Cheers. Thanks, Roy.
Jaden Forster, Celebrity Lane, joining us on the Wake Up Call.